Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of empowerment. Welcome back to Feminine Fortress Protected Peace Daily. Today we're diving into something super crucial, something that might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, it's a game changer. Setting healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly giving, and never quite getting anything back? Like your time and energy are being siphoned off by people who just don't respect your limits? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way anymore. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about saying yes to what nourishes you and no to what drains you. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build that fortress of healthy boundaries. First up, identify your non-negotiables. Think about the things that are truly important to your values, your goals, your well-being. What are those things you absolutely won't compromise on? Knowing this is like having a blueprint for your boundaries. You know that feeling when someone pushes your buttons and you just snap? Those moments can be gold. They reveal what needs more protection. Maybe it's criticism, negativity, or requests for help outside of your capacity. Pay attention to those triggers. They're shouting at you about where your boundaries need reinforcement. Number 2. Communication is key. And I don't mean passive-aggressive sighs and eye rolls. I'm talking about clear, assertive communication. Learn to say no politely but firmly. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. A simple thank you for asking, but that doesn't work for me right now can be incredibly powerful. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Third, practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries isn't always easy, especially when dealing with pushy people or guilt trips. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. It takes courage to say no sometimes, so celebrate those small victories. Treat yourself to a little something special, a bubble bath, your favorite coffee, or a good book. You deserve it. Number 4. Be consistent. This is where many of us stumble. We set boundaries, but then we let people slip through the cracks. Consistency is key. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about punishing others, it's about protecting yourself. It's about honoring your needs and creating a life that feels fulfilling. Finally, remember, it's a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way. You might make mistakes, say yes when you should have said no, or find yourself feeling overwhelmed. That's okay. We all learn as we go. Just keep practicing, refining your boundaries, and celebrating those moments of personal power. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and your boss keeps piling on extra tasks, leaving you swamped and stressed. You know you have other priorities, but you feel pressure to say yes because you don't want to seem unreliable. You end up working late every night, sacrificing your personal time and energy. Sound familiar? This is where setting a boundary comes in. Next time your boss asks for something that's unreasonable, politely but firmly say, "I'm happy to help, but I already have a full plate right now." Perhaps we could prioritize what's most urgent. Or, "I'm committed to completing current project, and I want to ensure I deliver my best work. Could we discuss this further tomorrow?" It's about owning your workload and communicating your limits clearly. Remember, you deserve respect and you have the right to protect your time and energy. So let's recap. We talked about identifying those non-negotiables, what truly matters to you. We discussed the power of assertive communication, saying no with grace but firmness. We emphasized self-compassion, celebrating those small wins along the way. And we remembered that consistency is key. It's a journey, not a race. Keep practicing, keep refining your boundaries, and remember you're amazing, you're capable, and you deserve to have your needs met. Ready to take action? This week, try setting one small boundary in your life. Maybe it's saying no to an invitation that doesn't excite you, or learning to say "I need some time alone" when you're feeling overwhelmed. Share your experience with me, tag me on social media. I want to hear about your wins, your challenges, and your journey towards creating a life of protected peace. Until next time, keep shining bright. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.